all of my fears with becoming a mom and having a business have kind of been squashed with actually living this life, because what I was afraid of, what was going to happen in my business? Well, it expanded. Being a mom expanded my business. It expanded my capacity to hold more.
Welcome back to the Boss Babe podcast. Okay, so a couple of weeks ago, one of our CEO Mama members, Ashley Gordon, invited me onto her podcast. And when we were on there, she was talking about the $1 million launch that she executed and said, listen, I am an open book. So if you want me to come on the podcast and dissect it and talk about it, you can ask me anything you want. And I was like, yes, I would love that, because that is so incredibly valuable to everyone here. So I brought Ashley on, and that is this interview that you're going to hear today. So I wanted to just give you a little bit of background on who she is and what she does. So Ashley is the CEO of the Quantum Coach Company and creator of the Badass Manifesto brand and podcast with almost 1 million downloads. And Ashley and her team help coaches start, grow, and scale their businesses, master the craft of coaching, and step into what she calls their big coach energy. She is absolutely amazing. And I got to know her through CEO Mama. She joined CEO Mama. She has a little boy. He is one. And she is so incredibly inspiring. Now, when we are doing this podcast, I by no means will be taking credit for any of Ashley's success. She has done an absolutely amazing job. What I really wanted to bring her on and dissect was the launch that she executed after the CEO Mama retreat. One thing that I really helped her dial in was her funnel. And this is generally where I work with people the most, is their funnels. She already had a dialed in offer, but I'll often help people craft a really irresistible offer, build a great funnel around it, and then help them fill that funnel with traffic. And so it's normally always, if someone's business isn't working, it's one of four things. It's mindset, it's your offer, it's your funnel, or your traffic. It's generally always one of those four things. And so with Ashley, it was specifically working on the funnel, and then we did traffic strategy stuff as well. So in this interview, she is going into detail of every single thing, every detail that helped her to hit over $1 million in sales in one launch. And this was a 2-week launch, you guys. Absolutely mind-blowing. So, you know, she's also a mom to a 1-year-old. So it's just a great example of what is possible. And if any of you are listening to this interview and you are ready to create a whole new level of success for yourself and you're ready to quantum leap in your business, if any of you want to join Funnel Fast Track, we are open and would absolutely love to have you. Funnel Fast Track is an 8-week program with me where I'm going to help you dial in your offer and your funnel and give you a funnel that you can really walk away ready to scale. So it's an 8-week group program led by me. It's our first round running it. So it's normally going to be $5,000. We are discounting this first round for our founding members. It's going to be $2,997 to join us. It's 8 weeks live with me. This is the only round that I'm teaching all live myself before we bring in support coaches. So I'm really, really, really excited, and I'm going to help you work on your offer and your funnel and really get it dialed in and really hold your hand along the way. So if you're interested in joining me, drop me the words fast track to I am Natalie on Instagram, and I'll send you all the information. I've crafted a Loom video and everything with literally every single detail that you need. So if you're interested, come and join us. So with that, I want to introduce you to Ashley and talk about her business and exactly what she did to hit $1 million launch. And hopefully this will tee you up to hit your own. Let's dive in. Ashley, welcome to the Boss Babe podcast.
Thank you so much. I'm so excited to be here.
I'm so excited to dive in. I have so many questions. I'm going to get so granular with you. I'm so grateful that you are doing this. We're going to go into specifically 3 different things. We're going to go into your offer. We're going to go into your funnel. We're going to go into your traffic sources. And then also we're going to touch on mindset. Those are the 4 things that I think will give anyone the quantum leap that they're looking for, especially the one that you had. So I'm just so grateful that you're being an open book. So can we just start with, firstly, what is it that you do?
Yes, I am the founder and CEO of the Quantum Coaching Academy. We are an internationally accredited coach training program, and we integrate neuro-linguistic programming, foundational and advanced coaching tools, energy work, manifestation, and spirituality in one comprehensive program. I'm really passionate about helping the next generation of coaches to become world-class at their craft. We don't want no mediocre coaches. We want phenomenal, world-class, epic, transformational leaders.
I love it. And one thing that you talk about too, which I really want to bring up here, is how a lot of people will talk about the how much money you can make as a coach, but very few people are saying, here's how you can be excellent at what you do.
Yeah, I saw this huge gap in the industry, and I was at an event, I was speaking at an event, and it was a bunch of coaches in the room. And I was at the time a life manifestation biz coach. And my friend said, what do you want to speak about? And I said, I really want to teach this room of coaches how to be better coaches, because they're learning about business, they're learning about marketing, they're learning about all these very important things. And why is no one talking about how to be an amazing coach? She helped me create this amazing framework overnight. The next day, I taught it real and raw on the spot, and they were blown away, just blown away at the basics, the foundations of coaching. And I was like, whoa, there's something to this. And this is something that I think I actually am meant to do.
You're so right. And it's almost, it feels sometimes irresponsible to teach people just the marketing of coaching, because you really want to know that they can actually go deliver on what they're selling. Like, I'm so particular about anyone that I bring into my programs, especially my masterminds. I'm like, I don't want to, I can teach you how to market scarily good, but I don't want you to use this for bad. Do you know what I mean?
Of course. Of course. You want to make sure that they're excellent all the way through, right? Because I don't want to just be marketed to and then get into a container and be like, okay, I feel like I'm not getting actually what I signed up for, you know? And I think that there's a trust issue in the industry because of that.
Totally. And like, I mean, you'll know this better than me, but I'm sure being a really great coach, it provides you longevity in your business, because you're getting the testimonials, you're getting repeat clients, you're getting people that actually are having real transformation.
100%. I feel like it is the way to create sustainable success in your business, because your marketing turns into your clients raving about you, your clients sharing it from the rooftops that you've changed their life, and people want to know what that's about. They want to be helped by you because of that.
Okay. So specifics, who is the program for? Who is your certification for?
It is for the person who is just now realizing that they have this calling and purpose inside of them to help others in this way. They're realizing, oh, I think I'm meant to be a coach. And we are that start here button for them to say, okay, come in. Let's really learn how to do this and transform yourself in the process, because QCA is very much so a parallel process. You go through it, you get certified, and also you transform. And then it's also for the coach who has been at it for some time and they feel like they're getting stuck with their clients or going in circles with their clients or not really getting super deep transformation with their clients, and they know that there's more. It's to help them, you know, have the skills and processes to go deeper.
I love it. Okay, so then the specifics on the offer, what are the kind of deliverables on it?
We have 8 certifications in one program. So you'll be certified as a quantum life coach, a life and success coach. You'll be certified in group facilitation. We feel really passionate about that because most coaches don't just want to be one-on-one coaches. They want to know how to hold groups and containers. And there's definitely an art to that and a craft to that. We certify in hypnotherapy, neuro-linguistic programming, emotional freedom technique, time technique, which is such a powerful tool. One of the tools that has changed my life. You go back on your timeline, past life, past generational, and you release stuck emotions, anger, sadness, fear, hurt, guilt, and Reiki energy healing. So all of this is under the method of quantum coaching, the quantum coaching method. And then along the way, you get every single piece that you need to go into more of the advanced coaching skills and tools and develop your skill set. There's peer coaching. You get a coach in the program. you'll be a coach to someone else as well. You have a mentor coach in the program. There's a lot of feedback given to you on your coaching. We're super hands-on. It's delivered in the portal, self-paced and live, weekly live sessions for 6 whole months. So it's really comprehensive, hands-on, experiential.
So your offer is dialed.
It's dialed. It's dialed in.
And so it's a 6 to 8 month process. How much is it?
The full price is $9,997, the full investment. And then we do a savings list period where you can get up to $1,500 off if you pay in full.
And how long have you been running it?
I've been running it since 2020. We launched in 2020.
Oh my God, that's such a good year to launch something like
that. Right?
So let's dive into launch. I want to get into like all the specifics, but thank you for laying the land. I'm so excited for you. So let's talk about then, before you came to the first ever CEO Mama retreat, you had just finished a launch, right?
Yes.
Talk to me about what that launch looked like. So for anyone listening that's not 100% sure what this languaging means, you had just closed a launch, which meant you opened cart and you were enrolling people into your certification.
Correct. So at that time, I had been putting a lot of energy into Facebook ads. We put a lot of resources into Facebook ads, and we launched the certification at that point with a 5-day event. So it was a 5-day free event. It was called Big Coach Energy Live. And I loved that event. That event was my baby. I launched this program the same exact way the last 6 times. So that event is where people would come in for free and get a taste of what we offer and see if it's something that they wanted to pursue, if they wanted to get into. And we enrolled, I believe, 1,500 people into Big Coach Energy Live. And I would host it inside of my Facebook group. And the first day, I think I had 30 people live with me. And it just started dwindling each day. And we had been, you know, investing in lead generation for the whole year. So yes, we had 1,500 people for that special event. And I had so many people on my Instagram that were newer. I had so many people in my Facebook group that were newer. So to me, to have 30 people live at that point in time just did not feel equivalent to the energy that I was putting out to bring them there.
Okay. And then at the end of that challenge, how did you convert? How many people did you enroll into the certification?
That round we enrolled 38 students. And okay, we had about, I believe it was almost 300,000 in sales.
Okay. So still hugely successful.
Hugely successful. And
yeah,
I had basically had that same launch the last 4 launches prior to that. So I kind of felt like I was at this plateau where I'm not really growing the amount of people that I can serve. And yet our income was very, very stabilized and growing because of all the reoccurring revenue that was coming through. By the end of that event, by day 5, I had like 5 people live with me, and I was just really distraught. And I knew that I had a CEO Mama retreat coming up, and I was like, I am going to figure this out. I don't know what is in my way. I need Natalie to help me. Like, I was just really upset about it, even though it was a really successful launch.
I mean, totally. Like, I think that firstly is just absolutely phenomenal, like $300,000 upwards in sales to have just like a handful of people on your last live. I just want to like focus on that first, because 1,500 people signing up, and like you're saying, you didn't have tons of people live with you, and you still converted 2.5% of signups into sales. Successful, really successful. And just goes to show, even before we get into even bigger numbers, firstly, you were successful before,
yes,
before this launch. And also, like, it's not about those big numbers. You can bring in 1,500 people and make multiple 6 figures in revenue. So I just want to first double down on that, because even if you didn't implement anything else, like, that is such a win. But I totally hear you. You're like, no, I know I can be serving more people. I know there's something that I get to unlock. And I love that we had the conversation. But just first and foremost, I just want to double down on how much it was already working. You had a great offer. And I think that's the first thing that I want to focus on, right? Is your offer is so dialed in. Even from the minute we spoke, even when we were talking about you joining CEO Mama, like, did so much research into your business, and you know, your testimonials are so solid. People go through this program and have their own amazing transformations and then go on to transform other people. Your offer was really dialed in. It was really solid. So I want to call that part out. And you weren't exactly new to this world of funnels and conversion. Like, you were doing a conversion event. Where you were kind of stuck was probably traffic. Firstly, mm-hmm. like, how do I get more people? But then on the conversion side, on the funnel side, how do I convert at a higher rate as well? Okay, so I just wanted to like highlight that to just show like, firstly, that is freaking phenomenal and such Thank a huge you. Success.
Yes, and I want to just echo that as well, because I have been so proud of what we've been able to do and how we've been able to grow. And it's just that high achiever in me that's like, but how can I unlock this more, right? And you're right. What I did was so working. It was working. And that was the hardest part for me, because I wanted to change it, but I was so scared because it was working really well.
Totally. And I just remember talking to you, and it was never a sense of you being like, oh, it's not working, I'm stressed. It was just very much a sense of like, you knew that you were capable of a 7-figure launch. And I think you knew your business could handle it, because not everyone's business can handle it. You know, not everyone can handle that many clients. Mm. That like, it's your business was at a point where you were saying, I'm ready for a 7-figure launch. I'm ready for that quantum leap. I just am not 100% sure what's going to get me there. And I think that's always important to share, is that groundwork was already there. So then let's talk about the See You Mama retreat. What shift happened for you there?
I'm so glad you asked. So it was massive for me. At that retreat, I was coming right off of that launch. And I remember just being at the mastermind table with everyone and listening to every single person share. I was the last person to go, which I think was really meant to be for me. And because that was split up into 2 days, right? So we did half the room basically, and then we went into breath work and other beautiful things. And I just remember listening to half the room and thinking to myself, I know that there's something in me that gets to be unlocked energetically, right? There was a big energetic piece for me. And I teach about quantum coaching. So I'm all about being in the quantum field, being able to like connect to that reality that is available, knowing that that version of me exists and I'm ready to tap into her. So I remember being in breathwork and laying there having the most insane release. And I was so deep into my own consciousness. And I remember thinking to myself after listening to everyone speak, I feel like there's something outside of myself that I'm waiting for. There's an opportunity that I'm waiting for. There's a person I'm meant to connect with that I'm waiting for, or someone's going to elevate me that I'm waiting for. And it's a lot of this waiting energy all up in my mind, body, and soul. And the message that came through to me was, the person that you are waiting for is you. And you might be listening to that right now being like, well, yeah, duh. But for me, it really sunk in on a cellular level. It was just like, wow, I'm outsourcing all of these pieces that I actually have within myself. Okay, so that was part one. Part two was sitting at that table when it was my turn to go, and I'm basically just word vomiting out where I'm at, about my launch, everything that I basically just told you all, just in probably not as smooth of a way. And I remember you looking at me and being like, well, it seems like you have everything in place and you have this pod funnel. I have a podcast for the program and it funnels people into the program. And you were like, I don't know if that's the right funnel for you, but do you have a leads problem or a conversion problem? And I just sat with that question and I was like, I don't know right now, but I'm going to find out. And that, I believe right after that, you mentioned something about a webinar funnel. I don't know. I'm curious what your remembrance of that conversation was.
Yeah, it's so funny. We were just talking about this before you came on. I remember this so clearly because I remember your shift the day before. And then, yes, I remember this exact question. And when you were kind of explaining it to me, the way I look at everyone's business, like, you know, I'm just a systems person, I'm a funnel person. So as you're speaking to me, basically what I see in my mind is all these blocks, like building blocks. And I always want to look at how I can put the blocks together for someone, because it's always so much easier when you're not in the business.
Yes.
So you were giving me all the building blocks that you had, and I'm looking at it and I'm like, okay, she's got all the building blocks that she needs. But then you started sharing a couple of disconnects. And so I was remember thinking, okay, she's either not getting enough people in this funnel and it is converting. She's not getting enough people in, so she's not getting the results she wants on the outside. Or something inside this funnel is broken and she's not converting at the level she wants to be. So if she can tell me if it's a leads problem, I'm going to fix that for her. If she tells me it's a conversion problem, I'm going to fix that for her. When you had shared, and I also love how just open you are, you were so willing to say, I don't know.
Yeah.
And that was really powerful, because that meant I was like, okay, well, I'm not going to double down. I remember in my head, I was like, I'm not going to double down on here right now on all the numbers and drill her on the numbers to tell her how to fix this one funnel, because I think that would have put you in a tailspin of like, oh, like, if I don't know my numbers, I can't, this is not going to work or something like that. So I remember changing my approach and thinking, okay, based on what I know of her program, the price point, how much it works, I already knew you could handle a significant bigger launch, because you've talked about, like, your program's freaking amazing. Or you knew that. And so I thought, okay, I'm going to just tell her how I would sell it. And so I remember saying, listen, if I was you, and I always like to say that because I never want to say this, what you should do. I always just like, if I was you, here's what I'd do. And then I walked you through the funnel that I would recommend, which was a webinar funnel. And I told you at the end, there's a couple of different ways we could then pitch it. And here's what it might look like. Here's what I've done in the past. Or you could go into sales calls, you could go into applications, and kind of, I give you, here's what I would do. And then I get like a menu of items at the end.
Mm-hmm.
And then I remember it starting to click for you and you were just asking a lot more questions. And I just remember very vividly, you were like, all right, I'm going to go do it.
Yeah.
Okay. And like, people say they're going to go do stuff, right? And we're all mums, we're all freaking busy. And I was like, okay, let's see. Like, let's just see. And then... lo and behold, you not just did it, but you, I think you took it to a whole nother level and put your own spin on it that we're going to dive into, and you hit $1 million in your launch, which was absolutely incredible. You all know I love having systems for everything, and there is no exception when it comes to payroll, hiring, team benefits, and HR. I'm going to make your life a whole lot easier right now and tell you about our podcast sponsor, Gusto. Gusto is an easy online payroll and benefits software built for small and growing businesses. It really is an all-in-one remote-friendly platform. It is the place to pay, hire, onboard, and support your hardworking team. Last year, when our business went through so many changes, Gusto made it very simple for us to keep track of and onboard team members. It also assisted our finance team with everything they needed to pull for taxes. Whether you have a team or whether you're running your business on your own, it's a really good tool to utilize. And did I mention how user-friendly it is? You can take advantage of all it has to offer and automatically file and pay all federal, state, and local payroll taxes in all 50 states. It also has the option for simple time tracking, time off requests, and even group health insurance options for nearly any budget. And the best part, if you have any questions, you can ask Gusto's HR experts. If you're ready to get organized, create a streamlined system, and have everything in one place all online to take care of your business and employees, head to gusto.com/bossbabe and get 3 months free when you run your first payroll. That's gusto.com/bossbabe. We recently had our CEO Mama Retreat, and our podcast sponsor, For Wellness, sent all of the mums a bag of their best-selling product, The Good Stuff. I am obsessed with it, and I'm so happy we were able to put it in those goodie bags. At Boss Babe, we are all about functional lattes, and I absolutely love using my handheld frother to mix in this performance coffee supplement from For Wellness, because there are so many good benefits in it. With The Good Stuff, you can enjoy better focus, reduce the caffeine jitters, increase your collagen, and naturally support fat burning with the power of its 5 ingredients: L-theanine, collagen, MCT, cinnamon, and Himalayan salt. Plus, it tastes really good. For Wellness also offers Superfood Focus Bites, a really good snack that literally tastes like a chocolate brownie, except it's made with nootropics like lion's mane, mushroom, and cacao. It also has amazing benefits like fighting inflammation and supporting brain and gut health. For Wellness also offers other superfood items like their tart cherry recovery gummies, which help combat muscle soreness, and they even have organic coffee beans and coffee pods that work into your daily routine. And For Wellness offers a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you've literally got nothing to lose. So if you drink coffee, it's time to give Fall Wellness a try. Head to fallwellness.com/bossbabe and use code bossbabe for 25% off your order. Once again, that's fallwellness, FOR.com/bossbabe for 25% off, and make sure you use the promo code bossbabe so they know that we sent you. Talk to me about leaving the retreat, what you kind of had internalized as what your next steps were going to be with the shift you had personally and then with funnels. And then what did you do after that?
I remember leaving there. I'm really glad you shared your take on it because it was all coming back. I remember leaving there being like, webinar funnel. This is what I'm creating. I was just dead set on it. And my team was like, okay, they weren't super on board right away. I was like, I promise you this is going to work. And I immediately watched your webinar, like right away, and studied it and took notes and went through your funnel multiple times, studied it, took notes, and I started to build the webinar. And I said to myself, okay, I have to let go of what I know worked in the past to create something that I really believe is going to just skyrocket everything that we're doing. And it was really scary. I'm not going to lie. I was scared, but I just had this knowing. So I went all in and I started creating the webinar. And I had time because our next launch wasn't until November. So I had plenty of time to work on it. It felt spacious. I didn't feel rushed. I didn't feel pressure. And I finished that and we started promoting it. And I did all new branding. It's called the Dream Coach Masterclass. And I went and I had a photo shoot and a video shoot of like me in silky dreamy pajamas and just like really dream coach vibes, vision board vibes, and really doubled down on this whole vision that I had. I had so much fun with the whole process. And we hired a copywriter. I did all new emails for the funnel. I got rid of my old emails that I actually did use every single launch. We tweaked them, but I used the same emails every launch. So did away with those, got all new emails and started promoting it. Am I missing anything there?
No, this is great. You put together your masterclass. What blocks came up for you when you were thinking about creating a webinar funnel? Like, talk me through if anything came up that kind of you stumbled on in that period.
It was the fear of letting go of what worked. And I think the other fear was, I'm going to be teaching the same thing every time I lead this webinar, like for 3 days in a row, as opposed to last time where I was teaching a different piece of content every single day. And that felt really different for me. And then the other thing was, I hosted all my old trainings in a Facebook group. And I was really concerned, like, about letting go of the Facebook group and letting go of the old way. That was really my biggest block that came up.
Okay. And yeah, I love that you called out. So this is the strategy that I always run to, and I always recommend anyone that even comes to me and says, I want an evergreen funnel. If we're creating a brand new funnel from scratch, I'm always going to say, let's run it live first. And if it's a webinar funnel, I always do a Thursday, Friday, Saturday. I think it's Thursday night, Friday at noon, Saturday morning. And I do three in a row, and it's really great to see how the conversion differs. And then of course you've got that conversion event that you can evergreen, which, by the way, we'll share yours at the end because everybody gets to go through because it's absolutely phenomenal. I told you I watched it before our last retreat. So, okay, you put together your branding, all of it. I just want to call out all the things that I've seen you do so well. Your positioning was really, really strong. And marketing positioning is not the sexy thing that we talk about a lot, but you really got it and you knew exactly who you were talking to. Mm-hmm. You knew how you wanted them to feel. Your branding all echoed that. Your positioning was really spot on. And it's okay if you're listening and you're like, oh my God, that's really going to trip me up. I can help you on that. You can go study people like Ashley. And also it's going to come with practice, right? Mm-hmm. Like, I'm talking to you from a person that's been doing this for a long time. Like, you understand the power of positioning, all this stuff. So just want to call out, you did that so incredibly well. Like, it was just a masterpiece. So talk to me about going into your promo period. How did you promote and what did that process look like for getting people signed up to the webinar?
Well, thank you for that compliment. I really had this this brainstorm, this fun energy going into it. So I gave myself, like I said, the space to figure out what that positioning was. And so that would be my advice to you listening, is just give yourself space to play. Play in this idea that you get to do this, you get to have fun, you get to really market this webinar in a way that feels so aligned. And so we can circle back to that because I have more to say on that. Okay, promoting it was amazing because you really introduced me to ManyChat, and being able to have fun with my reels, have fun with my content, because I knew exactly who I was talking to. I know what they need to hear. I know how they need to hear it. And I want to be that inspiration for them to be like, oh yes, she's talking to me. You know, she's in my head. She's in my heart. She's in my soul. Holy moly. I need to attend this class. And that was the energy that I went in with the promotion of it. I would have them DM me the word dream coach, and it would take them through this whole funnel that would lead them to opt in to the masterclass. And from there, the emails took over, and it was so much easier than losing people in the DMs, because I never used the ManyChat like that before. And I would lose so many people because I wouldn't get to follow up with everyone. And with this system, I'm able to easily just follow up with people. So it felt really easeful to just talk about it all day long.
And was your main strategy reels into ManyChat?
Reels into ManyChat.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And so when you were thinking about creating your reels, I already know this, but answer how many followers you had on social media when you were doing this.
I think I was just about at 30K.
Okay. Wow, you've grown a lot since then.
Yeah.
Okay, so you're at 30,000. And then when you were doing your reels, what kind of thing were you thinking about to get engagement on them?
I mean, we have talked a lot about virality, and I have been playing with that for a while, but really it's just dialing in the messaging to exactly what these coaches need to hear. Exactly what these humans who are on the brink of stepping into their purpose, of knowing that they're meant to serve people in this way, I know how to help them and how to talk to them because I was that person. So it's really channeling that message to them.
Do you remember on average how many comments you were getting on the reel, like commenting that word?
I would say 20 to 30.
Okay.
Amazing. And now, since I've gotten even stronger at doing the reel strategy, the virality piece has been a lot more.
So freaking good. Okay.
I just want to say, last week I had over 200 comments, and I added that up and I was like, wow, I would have spent probably $1,000 to $1,500 on ads just for these emails. Mm-hmm. It's wild.
The 3R content.
Oh yeah, baby.
The 3Rs.
The other day, the team and I were talking about how much our audience loves biohacking. And whenever we release content based around creating better habits for our lifestyle and health, you all seem to really soak it up and request more. So I wanted to share about our podcast sponsor, Prolon, today, because I've never seen a company like this. Prolon is a revolutionary plant-based nutrition program that nourishes the body while making cells believe that they're fasting. There are so many strategic benefits to fasting, and Prolon helps you hit these goals without actually needing to fast. Prolon's 5-day program includes snacks, soups, and beverages, all designed to keep your body in a fasted state. And you get everything prepackaged, labeled, and ready to go, so there's no guesswork. It's super simple and it works. Extended fasting of at least 2 to 3 days has proven to produce unique benefits like cellular rejuvenation, metabolic support, and increased cardiovascular health. So if you're ready for a fasting program that doesn't leave you hungry or exhausted and instead gives you more energy, I highly recommend giving Prolon a try. Right now, Prolon is offering Boss Babe podcast listeners 10% off their 5-day nutrition program. Go to prolonlife.com/bossbabe. That's prolonlife.com/bossbabe for this special offer. prolonlife.com/bossbabe.
I have had a Masterclass membership for years now, and it's still one of my favorite educational platforms to this day. Masterclass is one of our podcast sponsors, and I love putting in my AirPods and listening to their latest classes on the airplane, during long travel days, or when I'm taking a solo walk and really want that dose of inspiration. If you haven't explored it yet, go to masterclass.com/bossbabe and scroll through some of the categories. I really think you'll love what you see. There are over 200 classes to pick from, with new classes added every single month. I thought Mark Cuban's recent class Win Big in Business was really interesting. He talks about Shark Tank, how to evaluate risk and strategy to market smarter. It was so good. Not only does Masterclass have tangible business development classes that you can watch at your desk or listen to on the go, but it also includes classes in 10 other categories ranging from food, home and lifestyle, music, wellness, design, and so much more. With Masterclass, you get unlimited access to intimate one-on-one classes with the world's best. Plus, every new membership comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee, so there's no risk. Right now, our listeners will get an additional 15% off an annual membership at masterclass.com/bossbabe. Get 15% off right now at masterclass.com/bossbabe. Masterclass.com/bossbabe. This year, learn from the best to become your best with Masterclass. Oh my God, you are the best. Seriously, I'm just so grateful that you're willing to share all of this. So how long was your promo period for getting webinar signups?
Promo period was 2 weeks.
Okay.
Yeah, we went hard for 2 weeks. And
like every day?
Every day, every single day. And Catherine was also an affiliate for the program. So I was able to go on her podcast and we shared about everything. And that really boosted our enrollment for the masterclass as well, which was incredible. Incredible.
Okay. And did you do any paid ads?
Yes.
Okay. So I always talk about the three ways to build your, to have an audience when you're going into launches. You have your own, you build your own, you buy audience, which is paid ads, you borrow audience, which is your affiliates. So in terms of traffic, what did the split look like for you in terms of your own audience, ads, and borrowing?
I would say between the affiliate and the ads, it was like 50-50.
Great.
And then the rest was me. So I know that adds up to more than 100, but okay. I felt like those numbers were even.
Okay.
And then I brought in the rest organically.
That makes total sense. So let's say it was like 30% ads, 30% organic, 40% you.
I would say 30% me and then the rest.
Okay, perfect. Okay, that's a really good even split across the three. Great. Okay, I love that you're calling this out again because a lot of people will listen and think, well, I don't have 30,000 followers. I don't know how I'd get signups. Okay, well, this is, we're just reverse engineering. There's three ways you can get tap into an audience. You can build your own, you can borrow, or you can buy. You've used a marketing mix of all three. And that's amazing. And that's possible for every single person to tap into. It's not like you're doing something that's never been done before. You are tapping into three ways of doing it. And really, I would say, yes, you were taking such a huge risk in doing this funnel that you'd never done before. But in terms of traffic, you weren't taking a big risk. You weren't saying, I'm going to go only organic all in here. You were like, okay, let me hedge my bets. Let me do an even amount of all three. Something's going to work here.
Absolutely. I mean, we diversified it and it really was very divine in the way that it all happened because I never had, and our students are our affiliates, of course, but I never partnered with someone like Catherine Zinkina on a launch of this scale. So that was definitely an amazing, amazing, amazing manifestation that happened and it was so divine and so amazing. And I'm so grateful for that. And it really does make a difference when you can partner with someone that's adjacent to what you offer. It's so complimentary because I really am serving her community and she's able to, you know, also serve mine. So it really works out well.
I love it. And if anyone's interested in what that partnership looked like, I know one of the main things the two of you did together was a podcast. So you were on her podcast, Manifestation Babe podcast. So if anyone wants to listen, that's a great place to go listen. If you want to reverse engineer, go listen to the way that Ashley talks about the program on that specific podcast. You said that to me last week and I listened. It was so well done. So, okay, amazing. So then how many signups did you get for your webinar by the time you're about to deliver your webinar?
When we were initially delivering it, I believe we had about 1,900.
Okay.
And then we were doing replay ads as well. So replay ads where people can opt in and watch it again. Watch the replay. And then I did an encore. I did a fourth live webinar a week later, just for fun. I wanted to test something.
Okay. I've never done that. So maybe I'm going to do that. So tell me then, how did the replay ads and the encore work?
Amazing. We went from whatever that initial number was, I would say 1900 to about 2600 our conversion rate from the 2,600 that enrolled total was a solid 3%.
Amazing.
And then the conversion rate from the people that were there live, that attended live, watched it live, was 5.6%.
Oh my goodness. So many things I want to dig into. Yeah. Okay. Okay. So let's talk about it. So I'm such a numbers person. So last launch, we had 1,500 people opt into the challenge. You converted at about 2.5% with 38 sales. This time round, you had 1,900 sign up for the live ones. The great thing about doing a webinar is they don't have all the days to show up for. They don't have to jump through all the hoops. It's one and done. Then you did replay ads and you did the fourth encore a week later. So you boosted it up. You got in total more than 1,100 extra people than your launch beforehand. You converted at an extra 0.5% from lead to opt-in. And you obviously boosted up your attendance conversion. I mean, it probably is still about the same.
My attendance conversion, like people that were live with me, I had 100 people live with me each day, each time I ran it.
Okay.
That was mind-blowing to me.
So here's why I love to talk about the numbers is whenever I'm looking at a funnel and dissecting a funnel, it's all of these little numbers. Like now I'm looking at it and I'm like, I'm so grateful that we're working together because I already know what I want you to focus on. Like yes. I get so, you can see it in my face. I'm like, oh, I know exactly what we're going to do. Because it's never about the huge tweaks. And yes, we did. I'm saying that I'm like, well, we did tell you to do a completely different funnel. That was a huge tweak. But it's not necessarily about the huge tweaks. But looking at these numbers, it's how do we convert at just 0.5% higher? How do we boost attendance by just a little bit? How do we boost conversion by just a little bit? And these are really small tweaks that you make that will make, I think we can double it for next time. And what's great is, you know, you have a solid converting funnel where you feel comfortable going to affiliates and saying, what I do really works. Here's the data. Do you want to partner with me? Or, you know, putting it on evergreen and going out to colder people, you know, you have this funnel. Now it's not a question of, does it convert? It's a question of it converts. How are we going to fill it?
When you said that to me, I just want to point this out because on my hot seat, I said, I am looking for affiliates. I want to partner with people. And you said to me, well, you have to know your conversion rate because you need to be able to basically sell it to the person that you want to partner with and say, you're going to send your community to me. I need to take care of them. And that was mind blowing to me too. That was a huge shift for me.
I love that you're calling that out because that's such a good tip, right? Like if you want to go to someone that has an established audience, Catherine's different because she's so in the vortex. She's like, listen, I manifest my numbers. Like she you and her like operate in a different vortex, obsessed. For me, I'm always like, okay, go take your proposal, show them your numbers. Be like, if you get this amount of people, here's how I convert. And it's so great to have that because people then trust you with their community because it's not just saying, oh, I'm going to make a ton of money from this person, but it's saying, listen, if she converts at that level, whatever she's doing, it works and it's valuable and people are happy. And you always want to send your community to someone that's going to take care of them. So I love this. So then your webinar, you followed a very, very specific process. And I just want to call out, you did it to the T. I mean, just even going through your webinar, I'm hearing the words you're saying. I'm like, oh my goodness, she's just doing it so well. You did it so well. And so when it comes to the pitch at the end, how do you pitch and what's the next steps?
Oh, that's a big question. So how did I actually pitch it?
Like when you pitched it at the end and you gave them the value stack, what was the call to action for them?
Okay. The call to action was to apply. Apply to the Quantum Coaching Academy. Put your application in right away. We had a fast action bonus. So that was really incentivizing for 30 minutes. That worked really well. I had never done that before. And I feel like that really, really was just super powerful. And I remember as soon as it was done, you have to apply and then you have to book a call. So I have quite a process and we do want to get on a call with every single person that's like a value of mine just to make sure that they're the right fit for the program. The program's the right fit for them. And as soon as the webinar ended and the 30-minute clock was up, I was floored I just kept seeing application call, application call, application call. I mean, it was mind blowing. I mean, last year alone in 20, well, okay, before this launch, but in the whole year prior, we had maybe a total of 70, 80 applications for the year, maybe a little more. We had 147 applications in this one launch.
Wow.
Yeah, it was wild. They were just coming through.
So then in your application on the webinar, did you tell them the price of the program?
I told them everything. I told them the whole price, that we have payment options, everything. I was totally transparent. I wanted them to know. I don't like when I get on an application call with someone and they don't know the price of the program. That just doesn't feel good to me. I don't operate that way.
I love that you did that too, because then you know, listen, the people that are coming in, they know the price, they know what it is. My job is not this like hard sell on the call. It's let's figure out if it's a fit. And it's just a way nicer, smoother process for everyone involved. And also like just calling out, this must have been nerve-wracking for you, because it's not like you're making the money back right away too. You're like, okay, they've booked a call. I'm still, you're like, I'm not over the finish line yet. It doesn't mean that they've bought. Like, I don't know what's going to happen. Obviously converted at such a high level. So what happens in terms of time frame when someone applies and then books a call? What time frame is that?
It's quick. They apply, they book their call. We give them a week of calendar options and they get in. And then, and also when they apply, they have the option to leave a refundable deposit. And a lot of people were making those deposits. And if they didn't want to move forward or if it wasn't the right fit, I refund it on the spot on the call. So that was happening too, which was also really exciting. And then once they get on the call, that's when we basically enroll them into the program.
Got it. So you had 147 applications, and did you end up closing 100 people?
We did. We closed more than 100 people.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. And we had to, we capped this round at 100, and our next round is in July. So a lot of those other people just were funneled right into July, and July is already filling.
Is that not wild?
It's wild. It's wild, which is why I'm so excited to go Evergreen, because technically you can enroll at any point, start learning in the portal, and then the live calls start July or January.
I love this so, so much.
I'm so excited.
So then host webinar, did you then open cart and send promo emails to people, social media? What did that look like?
Yes. So we did about 22 emails, because I broke it up over basically 2 weeks, because it is an application. It's a little bit of a longer open application period. And after applications close, we're still taking, my team is still taking calls for the next few weeks. So it's kind of a month long process of launching. And so, yeah, we did send a bunch of sales emails throughout that whole process, nurturing them and telling them to apply. Call to action was always just to apply to the program.
And do you know what percentage of people that bought had watched the webinar versus who just opted in to buy?
I don't have the exact number, but I know that it was probably 70% of people watched the webinar.
That's amazing. So you had 30% of people probably that were just in your audience that were already warm. They already kind of were product aware, but needed to be in that launch energy of bonuses and enrollments and closing, right, to get over the line. And then the rest of them, they needed that webinar process.
They did. They did. I think some people were going through the podcast funnel, so they were warmed up from the podcast, and then the webinar probably took them to the over the line. And then we did have a savings list period before the webinar happened where we had 16 enrollments from that period too.
Oh, tell me about that.
That period was 2 weeks long, savings list period where they could save up to $1,500 on their enrollment. And we ran that for just a solid 2 weeks, no launch event, just ads and me organically promoting.
Okay.
So that was an amazing launch. We did emails for that as well.
What was it that worked for you in terms of conversion with that?
I think that people were people from the previous launch were like kind of the overflow into that. So I always have to remind myself that every single launch, there's people that really, really wanted to get in the launch before that didn't. They didn't make the move. They didn't have the funds yet. And so I believe it was the overflow from the previous launch.
Okay. So then it also just goes to show too that you doing this on an ongoing basis, you know, you're such a great testament of having one offer, doing one thing so well, and, you know, launching multiple times in a row. It's not that if someone doesn't buy on that one launch, they're not going to buy. They might be the kind of people that are going to sit it out for a couple of launches, but then they're going to buy. They're sitting it out. They just want to take their time to process, but eventually they probably are going to buy. And that's such a great like observation to have.
Yeah. And I feel like we have both in our audience where there's those people. And then there's the people that are like, I just found you one day ago and I'm investing with you. You're my person. You're my program. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, okay, great. Amazing. My Facebook ads manager she doesn't market herself. She's kind of under the radar. And she said, but if I did market myself, you would literally be on the cover of my marketing because the way that you convert to a cold audience just blows my mind. Mm-hmm. And so I feel grateful to have both of those, you know, options.
And I think too, the way you did the webinar was such a perfect way of converting to a cold audience because you hit every number that you needed to hit to be able to inform someone about you, your values, your business, what you do, and most importantly, why it's going to transform them. And in total, what, it was about 90 minutes?
90 minutes. That was the only big challenge too, was just keeping it under that 2-hour mark was... It was hard. Yeah. It was really hard.
Yeah. But to be able to take someone cold, if you follow the right process during a webinar, you can get someone to make that purchasing decision. And you know, it's not a small decision. This is a big decision.
Yeah.
So, you know, you have had now, you've made multiple seven figures with one product. Can you just talk about that? Because a lot of people think they need to jump around and have so many offers to have an incredibly wildly successful business. You are testament to that not being the case.
It doesn't work for my energy to have a million different offers, even a few different offers. It's too draining for me personally. And I had to really look at the lifestyle that I wanted to live and really how it feels when I'm launching. How many times a year do I want to be launching? Because there was a time where I was launching 4 or 5 times a year and it was just not for me. I just knew that. And so, yeah, I am a huge advocate for a simple business model, a simple business model. It's funny. I say I have one product. I want to be a coaching certification. I don't want to be the coach that has a coaching certification and a million other offers. I want to be known for what we do in the industry in this way. And I was really clear on that. And then also, I say that like having one offer is really simple, but nothing about a coaching certification is simple. So yeah.
I love this. Okay. So when I had put on my stories that you were coming onto the podcast, and one of the main questions I got asked, aside from, it was like, what's your audience size? How did you do it? The main question was, how do you do this with a baby? So how old was Maverick when you did this?
A year.
Okay. So tell me how you were doing the balance. Like, how was the balance working for you? Because let's also, yes, you did a 7-figure launch. You made $1 million in a launch, but also with a baby.
Yeah. It's wild.
Wild, so, and amazing.
We've talked about this a little bit, but I do feel like all of my fears with becoming a mom and having a business have kind of been squashed with actually living this life, because what I was afraid of, what was going to happen in my business? Well, it expanded. Being a mom expanded my business. It expanded my capacity to hold more in my life. I was always scared about, you know, what would happen to my body after I had a baby. You know, taking care of myself, it feels so good. It's expanded in my care for myself. I mean, everything that I was really afraid of has really been such a gift because it showed me what I'm made of, truly what I'm made of. And I couldn't do it without support. Obviously, I have an amazing team, you know, in my business and an amazing team at home. So I don't do it alone. And I don't think I could do it alone. So it really is about the support that I have in place as well.
Are you open to sharing what kind of support you have in place? I always think I just love it when we get to talk about this stuff and just be real about what it really takes.
Yeah, it takes a village. My husband's amazing. So he's super dad. And my mom is our nanny. So she is here every single day from 9 to 5. And I also have another nanny. Her name's Stephanie, and she's amazing as well. And they kind of tag team in and out. If I need to work later when I have, a webinar to lead at 7 p.m., I have to have extra help on hand. So they also help with cleaning the house, doing the dishes, and my mom will help with food chopping, making sure the berries are cut, making sure that they're ready for Maverick and ready for me, and just making sure that things are easily accessible has been such a game changer. So that's been really nice. And then my next level of support is having a private chef. I really want a private chef or a food prep help, something like that.
Yeah. Do you find it challenging to be in a sprint season where you're maybe in a launch and then balance being present as a mom? How do you do that?
Yeah. Well, when I am working, I try to be as focused as possible. Although when I have that 30-minute break or that hour-long break, I want to keep working, but more than that, I want to go down and play with Maverick and, get some love. And so it is kind of challenging for me. That's something I'm working on, is splitting my attention is really challenging. I need to be focused on one thing at a time. So when it's 5 o'clock, I turn off work, I go downstairs and I am 100% in mom mode. My mom leaves and I'm solo with him for an hour or two before my husband comes home. So being present is a top value, and I feel like it's always a work in progress for me.
Same.
Yeah.
And I'm wanting to dive into all the details because I know everyone's going to be so interested in this. Can you give me an example of what your morning looks like right now? As a business owner, as a mom, really merging the two together, can you give me an example of what that looks like?
Yeah, I wake up. We get the bottle.
What time are we waking up?
We're waking up around 7:30, which is awesome.
Oh,
he sleeps till 7. He sleeps till 7, which is great. And then we let him play in his crib till 7:30. Sometimes I wake up at 7:45 and I'm like, oh shit, I should probably get him. Wake up, give him the bottle, bring him in bed with us. And we just do our family morning time in bed. I have little toys that I bring into the bed with him and just play time, love, just love, hugs, kisses, tickles, all the things. And then feed him breakfast, and my mom comes over at 9. So at 9, I'm usually out the door, go to Pilates or yoga, workout. And then by 10, I come home, I shower or not, and just dive into my day. I don't really take meetings before that. I like to have that 9 to 10 to just come home and eat and shower and get myself ready for the day. And then I jump into work.
Amazing. Wait, so he just stays in his crib and plays? No, he doesn't do this.
Really?
No. Yeah,
he does. He'll just, sometimes he'll cry, but then he'll just level out and play. I have this toy on his crib that he presses, and it's like a little fish tank. It's cute.
Oh, I have that, but okay, maybe I need all the tricks. Okay, I love this. And then in terms of team at work, what does that look like? Who do you have supporting you?
Yes. So I have my COO, Jenna. She's amazing. She runs the whole team internally, and she also co-facilitates the Quantum Coaching Academy with me because she is a psychotherapist and she has just beautiful facilitation and brings this trauma-informed lens to everything that we do. She is my right hand. And then I have Bella, who is the program director, and she really makes sure that the students have the best possible experience inside of the program. And then we have Chelsea, who is her assistant. Basically, she's the assistant program director. And then I have Haley, who does all of our systems as far as processes, SOPs, things of that nature. If I say I would like to create this, she'll make the system for it. And then we have podcasts and Facebook ads and all of that. And then I have Tessa, who's our graphic designer, who's freaking amazing. Love her so much.
I love this so much. So then where do you feel is your next quantum leap in your business? I'm so curious.
Ooh. Well, I had to really release a lot around being okay with this level that I'm at right now. And I feel like I'm still regulating. My nervous system is still regulating to this quantum leap, because I mean, going from 38 students to 100 is, it's massive. I mean, so many things on the back end had to be up-leveled. As much as we were ready, it took us to another level as far as things that we needed to put in place, more mentor coaches we needed to hire, because we have a team of 10 mentor coaches that are ICF accredited and certified that are supporting our students. There's so much on the back end. And I feel like my next level is, it's really just showing up for my students in this bigness that we're in right now, in this quantum leap, because I still feel like we're in the quantum leap. Yeah, just continuing to grow, but really showing up for the people that we have right now is my next level of just providing them excellence, like we talk about.
I love this. And I feel like we didn't get into it as much, so I'm glad that you called it out. Was there any shifts you had to do energetically? Because I know we talk all about the tactics and the strategy, but so much of it is too, it's energetic. And I mean, this exact stuff that you teach. So what did that have to look like for you?
Yeah, just understanding that the quote plateau that I thought that I was in was really preparation for where I was going. And through that process, I've really been able to shed, and I'm still shedding, this fear and doubt of, if I get so big, then there's more opportunity for people to judge me or to reject me, or what if someone doesn't have the best possible experience they could have? Being that projection screen for people is really scary for me. So regulating to that, knowing that my intention is to serve from the best possible place, and I may not make everyone happy, and I have to be okay with that. Mm-hmm. And I feel like that has been such a big growing pain for me in this process.
Do you have any like tools in your tool belt that helps you regulate around that?
Ooh, yeah. I mean, so many in the quantum.
You're like, pick one.
Okay. I mean, really just feeling the discomfort. Is going into it, leaning into this fear, leaning into the doubt, leaning into whatever's coming up in the moment, breathing through it. It has really been my go-to in this process. And I think the biggest thing for expanding my capacity to hold more in my business has been to visualize it and bring it into my body, right? The embodiment piece of it, actually visualizing it and holding all of it in my energy, but also in my body, knowing that it is safe to receive, telling myself it is safe, and knowing that this is literally why I'm put on this planet, and reminding myself that.
I love that so much. So if you could go back and talk to the Ashley right before your 300K launch, not after, right before, what message would you give her? Because I feel like that's who we're speaking to in this podcast.
You are the one you've been waiting for. You are the one you've been waiting for. You have all the pieces in place and you know what to do, and just follow that. Follow that feeling, follow your intuition. When things are presented to you, feel into them and move with certainty.
Ooh, move with certainty. Oh my God, I love that.
Yeah.
So good. Okay, so below in the show notes, I'm going to put these links. Tell me if you think I'm missing anything. I'm going to put the link for everyone to hop into your funnel and to watch your webinar. It is freaking amazing. I really recommend everyone do that. I'm also going to put the link in there for Quantum Coach Academy for anyone who is thinking about joining the coaching industry and actually wants to get certified. I'll put that link in there. Where else could people find you?
Find me on Instagram at thequantum.coach.
I love it.
Yes. Thank you so much. This was so fun. I do just want to say and highlight that I wouldn't be in the position that I'm in right now of just coming off this amazing million-dollar launch, which is mind-blowing to me, if it wasn't for your mentorship, Natalie, and your coaching and your leadership. You really empowered me to disrupt business as usual and really create the success that I knew was possible. So I just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you for holding the vision and really giving me the clear guidance and pathway to making this a reality. I'm so grateful. I think you're a business genius. I look up to you immensely, and I will remain your number one hype girl. my words of wisdom for anyone listening who has the opportunity to work with Natalie in any capacity, whether it's her membership, her programs, her mastermind, is to take the opportunity. You will be so grateful that you did. And you're welcome in advance.